Air Force One landed in Kotzebue just before 5 p.m. President Obama is now the first sitting president to visit the U.S. Arctic. The president's schedule is tight. The White House agenda notes he will speak at the Kotzebue High School around 6 p.m. and then tour the Shore Avenue project that has protected the westward shoreline from storm erosion. It isn't clear how much or if he'll have time to speak with local people. He's scheduled to fly out between 8 and 9 p.m. KNOM's Matthew Smith has been reporting from Kotzebue for the last few days. I spoke to him earlier this afternoon and asked him about the atmosphere in the community.
The atmosphere is very much excited and in tune with that historic moment. People are very aware that the president is bringing the national spotlight with him. He's bringing the eyes of the Alaska media, the national media, and many across the world to America's place in the Arctic and some of the very real issues related to climate change. At a round table this morning with a lot of tribal elders and leaders from around the region who are here to greet the president and hope to get some time with him, we heard people talking firsthand experiences about what they've seen in their communities, whether it's thawing permafrost, increased erosion, worse weather, harsher storms, food security issues like subsistence resources that have been reliable for generations becoming harder and harder to access. So there's a lot of excitement that the president is bringing everything that a presidential visit entails to the community of Kotzebue, to the people of the Northwest Arctic. There's a lot of excitement here.
I know that last night there was a kind of a festive atmosphere with a big community potluck, and I was told that there was a soup-making contest and dessert-making contest. Can you tell me about kids? Have you talked to students and children in Kotzebue about their thoughts on the president coming to Kotzebue?
I have. A lot of them have said that they've been discussing the president and climate change and what the president's role is in addressing national issues like this and other issues in their classrooms. I spoke to a 12-year-old who went to the Niketchot Inupiaq Language Immersion School class, and he said he remembers the president, I guess, first coming to office when he was a young boy in that school. He's now in the middle school here in Kotzebue, and he says it's a familiar topic, but to see it come to Kotzebue, to see the president, to see the executive branch coming, he says that's exciting. A lot of teachers have said it's made their way into their curriculum this week, and a lot of the teachers told me that they're ending their classrooms by making sure the students all have one question about one question that they would like to ask the president. And a lot of the students said, "What are you going to do about climate change?" And another asked me, "What are your big decisions about war?" So some fairly deep but open-ended questions there from some of the students in Kotzebue.
That was KNOM's Matthew Smith reporting from Kotzebue.